Thank you for calling XPO. This is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, this is Kelly with XPO. How can I help you?
Hi, Home Depot recommended that I talk to you about a delivery that's being scheduled for next week. And I'd like to talk it over with somebody that's in charge of that delivery.
All right, and what are you having delivered?
I am having a microwave, dishwasher, and refrigerator being delivered. And the concerns I have is that the microwave might have to be installed over tile. Do you have somebody that will be accompanying the delivery that could probably do the installation,
if necessary? Yeah, let me get your zip code here. Have you already gotten your delivery scheduled, or are you still in the process?
Yes, it is scheduled.
Okay. Can I get your zip code and that schedule date?
34986. Port St. Lucie.
Okay. And what was that service date that you have for your delivery?
The service date I have is the 15th of this month, next week.
All right. Give me one moment while I pull up that order. And can I get you to verify your name?
Harry Vrontis.
Okay. Let me see.
And what do you have for an address, just to make sure?
I'm changing my things around right here so I can pull that up. Give me one second.
Oh, no worries. I was just making sure.
All right.
This year or last year, you know, was a bummer, so I don't want to mess things up.
So I was able to pull up your account. If you want to give me your address, I can go ahead and verify that's the one we have on file for you.
All right. 9216 Short Ship Circle, Port St. Lucie.
Yes.
PGA Village.
I have point.
Great.
I have
okay.
All of that. And so what I can do... What I'm going to do is I'm going to email this over and have somebody reach out to you, since that would be able to answer your questions better. Let me see.
Terrific. What do you have for contact information for us?
I am showing your first initial last name with your @gmail.com for your email address, and it is showing.
Okay.
Okay. It is showing a 203 area code for your phone number. Is
a
that
203
correct?
Area code?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my brother who's watching the house for us.
Okay.
But the best contact, just leave that contact number, okay?
Okay.
The email would be perfect for additional information. I'd like to leave that. Yeah, because not only is there the microwave concern, there's also a dishwasher concern and the refrigerator concern, because the refrigerator needs to be hooked up to the water.
Yeah, just to make sure, last time Home Depot changed the date of the service in terms of delivery of the appliance, they never notified you, and my brother called and notified you to let you know, and so now we're just kind of following up on Home Depot to make sure that you now know that it's set to be delivered on the 15th. The dishwasher, the microwave, and the refrigerator are all coming on the 15th.
So I am showing that we are having the dishwasher. Let's see. Just going over the order here.
Dishwasher and...
I think the refrigerator is being installed by the people that deliver. I think, but I'm not positive.
We would
maybe
do the install.
So we do
the installs on the refrigerator. We do installs for all of those things. I am showing that you have a scheduled service date for the 19th, not the 15th. It was, but then.
Huh. Oh.
They're telling us the 15th. Everything is being delivered. All three items supposedly. Mm-hmm. They said you get the updates when we get the updates.
Yeah, it could be that it's not updating in my system just yet. I do see where they had called to advise him that it would be delivered on the 15th of April. Let's see. All right, let me see here. I do appreciate your patience. I'm just going over the
no worries
order number here.
Okay, take your time.
I know things can get very crazy, so take your time. It's fine.
Okay, and you said when they called, did they call yesterday and confirm with him it would be the 15th?
No, we just talked to them this morning, just before
okay.
we talked to you.
Let me see. Okay, so it could be if you just spoke to them this morning that it has not yet updated in our system that they've made that date change. If they told you this morning it was going to be for the 15th. I am showing.
Yeah, that's what Home Depot said. Your system showing.
Okay. Let me see. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email this over since there is that little discrepancy between us and the store. That way we can get some things verified so that we can, you know, you don't have to worry.
Okay.
They say they notify us. People actually has
that. She said they're going to call us the night before.
Night before.
And then 45 minutes before.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is still the case. You'd get a call the night before.
Okay. And do you, what number do you have? I'm sorry to call. Did you say it's a 203?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's my brother. His name is Jim, but I don't know if that matters to you, but.
I can put a note on there that the confirmation calls go to the phone number on file and then put his name so that they are aware.
That's correct.
That would be great.
No, I know.
Look at this is you.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah, this is you over here.
Who's Caldwell Bank?
Adin.
Oh, thank you. Come by.
There, please.
Oh, it's old. Okay.
Okay. So I did go ahead and make notes on this, and I am going to send that over. And if anything changes, they'll reach out to you. I did put a note on there
okay.
that mine showed different than what you were told this morning by Home Depot. And we'll go ahead and send this over, but we will give you a call the night before with your confirmation. Well, we'll give him a call the night before with the confirmation for the time and delivery, and then we'd give him a call before we come out to install it when we're on our way.
That's
terrific.
So are you is he going to get a call from Home Depot as well, or just one call from you guys?
It'll be one call. It should be one call unless there's something that, you know, changes, but it'll be just one
okay.
call from us with, it'll be like an automated call saying your Home Depot scheduled delivery is set for tomorrow, you know, this day at this time or this time frame.
Do they say, oh, I was going to say, what kind of a window do they give? Is it 2 hours, 4 hours?
It just depends. So it would depend on what when they first call, it'll be, I think it's a 2 hour window for Home Depot that they give you, you
okay.
know, it'll be between this time and this time. And then depending on how the deliveries go during that morning or that day, depending on your window, you know, the installer would call to adjust that for you if it's going to be
okay,
okay.
Great.
Different. Okay.
All right. Before you go, I'm not sure if I asked you this same question I did with Home Depot. When they drive to the gate, are they being identified as Home Depot delivery or something else?
We do have a delivery company that's going to come out. We are the delivery service, so they won't be employees from Home Depot. It is our we do their deliveries for them.
So what do we tell the gate? Who do we tell the gate needs to be allowed in? The guards can stop them.
Right now it's showing that your service provider is Mark Rosato Services.
Would you mind telling me how to spell that, Mark?
Sure. M-A-R-K.
Mark. Yeah, and then Rosato.
R-O-S-A-D-O.
R-O-S-A-D-O Services. All right, I'll add them to the gate access list. If that changes, somebody's going to need to let us know or they're not going to have permission to come through the gate.
Okay. I can make a note of that
okay.
as well when I send that over, that customer has to inform the gate of delivery. Please update customer if service provider changes. Okay.
All right.
So
thank
you so
much.
I do have that note on here. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think we're all set. We're just putting all the information into the guards gate.
Did you ask about the microwave? I don't.
Oh,
remember.
She said that they're going to be able to install all three.
Okay, just in case that we don't know if the microwave is going to go over tile, because we can't see what's behind it. We just bought the home about a month ago, and so if there's tile behind it, they told us we would need somebody to install it professionally. So I just wanted to let you guys know that that might be a situation, but I don't know for sure that it will be.
Okay. So they would be able to address any of those concerns that, you know, we are certified installers. So, excuse me.
Okay.
So they'll be able to handle most everything that comes up.
Oh, terrific. Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic.
What was your name again?
Kelly.
Ellie. Thank you, Ellie. We appreciate it.
You have a wonderful day and thank you for calling XPO.
You too.
Bye-bye.